This is Target 24/7, a UNC basketball podcast. Make sure to like, share, and subscribe to the Target 24 channel on YouTube, and subscribe to the podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. We're everywhere. Want to welcome in national basketball analyst and transfer portal insider, Travis Branham. How are we doing today? Is like smoke coming out of your ears? Like, how's it been?
Yeah, it is. Every day is hectic, man. Mm-hmm. You never know what each day kind of holds. Like, you get an idea of who's going to be popping. Like, this morning I woke up to a bunch of texts just to anticipate Nate Abdallah's commitment. Mm-hmm. Put in that crystal ball, and you don't really know the timings. But like yesterday, I'm outside mowing my yard, thought I had a little window. Mm-hmm. And next thing you know, it's just like, bam, Florey's about to commit to Louisville, and so on down the list. And so it can very quickly change at any given moment. So every day's crazy, man. But yeah, smoke coming out of my ears, hitting my afternoon wall, but we'll bounce back.
Nice. Okay, so UNC channel. So let's talk about the Abdallah's commitment, because I kind of got eyes on him. I'm going to let you kind of speak on it first, but I love the kid. You know, he's the first portal commit of the Mike Malone era, which is pretty big deal. Averaged 12-4 at Virginia Tech, which I thought he could have done a lot more. Struggled in shooting, which I'll talk about. Don't think that's a problem either. So talk to me kind of your scout and what you think about him and his fit, even though we don't have a roster yet.
Yeah, it's just from a player perspective, he is extremely talented. One of the most talented players in the entire transfer portal. And here in a year, like when we're sitting here talking about re-rankings, like we could be looking like idiots where we got him ranked right now. I don't remember the number specifically off the top of my head, but I mean, this kid could be a first round draft pick. Yep. Knock on the door of the lottery here in a year from now. And as you mentioned, like, a big reason why he's ranked kind of where he is, it has nothing to do with the talent. We know the talent, but the efficiencies were really down this year. Shot like 37% from the field, 31% from three. And so that's an area he's really going to have to develop and evolve over the course of this year. But 6'8", 6'9" playmaker that you can play in a variety of different ways. If you put, you can play him on the ball as the point guard if you really want to. Obviously he's far from him, but kind of has some Luka style to him, just being so big and with the ball in his hand to be able to see the floor. If he makes a jump as a shooter and as a scorer from an efficiency standpoint, I see no reason why he wouldn't be a first-round draft pick next year. So him pairing alongside Jaren Stevenson, since Nao committed, Jaren Stevenson has announced his return. So having him paired alongside Jaren at the four, so now you have some floor spacing and some size and additional length. I think that North Carolina Mike Malone can really do some fun and creative things with this roster moving forward.
Yeah, you know, I called a game. I called a game against NC State. I got eyes on them. I watch ACC all year because I have to be on point. And you know, I think, you know, no knock on Virginia Tech and Mike Young, great coach, but fit is a real thing. And his game is so nuanced and it's so trendy. Like, you have to put him in positions. I think his, how he played last year was just by way of, all right, well, we don't really have an offensive system for you. Just go out there and do whatever. And when I was watching the games, it was like, he wasn't even aggressive. And when he got aggressive, his shots went in. Like, when NC State went on a run and he had to kind of push the envelope and he hit a couple threes, and you know, he's such a team guy. I think that being with Mike Malone, an NBA guy, and understanding that the talent he has, I think he's going to blossom, because it was just confidence and fit. You know, no knock on Mike Young, but I don't think he knew what to do with him.
Yeah, he's unique, and I think you nailed it with confidence. Like, I remember watching him quite a few times. I'll never forget, obviously, the Providence game where he really went off for like 31 points, really kind of like made a big name for himself and like was looking like he could be a lottery pick this year. And then I remember watching him later into the season. Obviously, as scouting reports get better throughout the course of the year, you get into ACC play, all that. The shots stopped falling, and he just looked like every shot he took, he thought he was going to miss. And so getting that confidence back will be crucial. And obviously, Mike Malone, with what he did with like Jokic with the Nuggets, he's got those European pipelines. He's going to have the confidence of a lot of European agents of what he can do with those types of players, similar to what we're seeing with Illinois right now. And Nao, I think if he can really get him to buy in and develop and build that confidence back, I think North Carolina could have a real weapon on their hands.
Yeah, and you know, when you kind of look at Mike Young's like kind of track record, maybe Nickeil Alexander-Walker, but like no real track record of coaching NBA guys. So shout out to him for finding them, because I remember ACC Media Day, he was like, listen, secret's kind of out of the bag. We've got one, right? And everybody kind of saw it early on. And, you know, from him going to get 30 to seeing him later in the season, I still think it's there. Like I said, I think it's just purely confidence. I kind of look at it like with Harrison Barnes, when I play with him. I actually talked to Harrison today, and I talked about it. I said, it's kind of similar to you. Now, Harrison's a different animal. He was projected top five pick, right? But his freshman year, you know, you didn't know that he had that. You didn't know that he had that in him when it was always there. And it kind of came out the second year, further leading, he averaged, you know, at his peak of his career, he averaged 19 a game with the Mavericks. So, like, you know, it was just a matter of not being showcased and being young and just, you know, Coach Williams kind of holding on to the reins before he said, all right, go do your thing. So I'm hoping Mike, I'm sure Coach Malone is going to get him together. So, you know, we'll kind of see. Also, your thoughts on the Malone hire, since you're here, you know, just hop on in.
Yeah, it's extremely intriguing. I mean, that's the best way I can put it. Like, anytime you hire somebody like that, similar to like Luke, I mean, not necessarily, it's not the exact same, but like Luke Glass at Florida State last year, like you see his NBA guys. Mike Malone has some college experience under his belt, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's been a long time. But anytime you see that move, it's about hiring the right staff. And based on what they're doing right now, got Chuck Martin coming in, you got Sean May coming back, just announced the hire of Kim English today. So to me, that's a really good staff.
Kim's my guy too, man. I'm excited about that. He was in my rookie seminar breakout group. And listen, he was the most mature, focused person in that group. So it's no secret.
He is so sharp, man. If you spent any time around Kim, I mean, he is extremely sharp, very motivated, really knows how to connect with players. Yep. Those guys, I think, will really be an extremely valuable asset to Mike Malone. So now we've said it here before, talked about it with Kyle Tucker, like there's for an NBA coach to come down to the college ranks, there's never been an easier time. Like the recruiting chops, the relationships you have to have in grassroots, they still matter, but they don't matter like they used to. And so having those assistants, they'll be able to get you in the door with players. The resources that you have at the program around North Carolina is going to be able to get you a lot of players. And now it's just a matter of, like, can he coach at the collegiate level? Obviously, you can coach at the NBA level, but the game is entirely different. I'm sorry. My son's about to bust down my door.
Oh, you're
but, yeah, what we see this year, I'm excited. I'm really anxious to see what North Carolina rolls out onto the court next year and just what they do on the national scene next year.
Yeah, I think the Kim English hire and just, you know, his staff he's putting together, like you said, I think college basketball, I think no one's saying, hey, he can't, we're worried about the coaching. So, you know, it's just about roster construction and how you're going to put all these guys together in a year, which, as we saw last year, 5 transfers, NCAA title, and it wasn't necessarily close. Also, if you like what you're hearing, make sure to get the latest on the coaching search, transfer portal updates as the window opens on April. Well, window has opened April 7th. By subscribing to Target 24/7, this message boards are on fire. You definitely know what's going on. That's Target247.com. Now, let's other portal targets. This is what I'm excited about because, you know, you're in the mix right now. Like, you know, so, you know, reported in mix for names like Juke Harris and Terrence Brown and Carter Knox. And the Finnish prospect, Slim Reaper, or whatever you want to call them, whatever they call them, kind of what have you been hearing with these connections and ties to Carolina?
Yeah, they're definitely being active right now. Still waiting to hear the final decision, I guess. Correct me again if I'm wrong. Henry Vissar, just on the pronunciation of his name. If they can get him back, that would be so huge for this roster, for this team next year. You pair him and Jaren Stevens. I thought Jaren Stevens showed some real growth this year at North Carolina. And then you add in Nao. That's three really big players right there. And then Terrence Hill, bucket getter out of Utah. They met with Drew Carris, I believe it was yesterday afternoon. One of the best scorers in the portal, the most improved player in the ACC this year. So they're big game hunting. Still trying to gather more information on just who the top targets will be and like just exactly what's going to happen with this front court. Because you talk about some of the top bigs in this transfer portal right now of Masamba Jop, they're not involved with. Mustafa Chum, they haven't been linked with yet. Paulius Morauskas, haven't heard them linked with him yet either. So getting that decision out of Henry Vissar and determining what they're going to do moving forward for that starting five spot will be crucial, something that I'm going to be monitoring very, very closely over the next 24 to 48 hours.
I got a year left in me, man.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? If they need me to just fill in, I give Henry a little 10, 12 minutes, man, of relief. So.
Yeah, obviously, and you still got in Maximo Adams. He's not backing out of his commitment or anything like that. So that's another big addition. I love what Maxi Adams can bring to the roster next year. That kid is, he's tough, he's competitive, and he can really make shots from three. Just a high energy competitor that can fill in minutes both at the three and four. So he brings real added versatility. Sitting here, just got a text. Reminding me, they are involved with Aiden Sherrill. In this transfer market, and he's going to be one of the most coveted players. I believe he's on campus at Indiana now. Michigan's been linked to him. Miami's been linked to him. I believe Louisville. Several
Miami's. Miami is currently in Tampa right now. I don't know what they're doing. They're real shrouded in mystery, but my sources say they're at Bahama Breeze right now, so I wonder who they're here for. I found out, obviously, because I'm from here and I know people, so we'll see what they're doing down in good old Tampa, Florida.
Yeah, I believe Aiden's down there right now, actually.
Okay, so
I want to say he's in Florida and some staff's been flying in.
The GM's a close friend of mine. And we talk a lot. He didn't tell me he was here today. So they're doing some, they must be competing with the same, you know, they're in Terrell. That makes sense.
Yep. So yeah, North Carolina, they got a lot of irons in the fire. So it's going to be a huge week for them. I think it's going to be a huge week for not just them, but Kentucky. They're another blue blood that has to be really active out there. Duke, it's going to be a big week for. So I think you're about to see some really big dominoes fall. And then St. John's is also involved with some of these big fish and going to be producing a lot of big domino effects over the course of the next 5 days.
Appreciate all the UNC information, but now I just got to talk to you hoops. Like, what do we think about the Louisville thing? What's going on? The package deal? Like, what's that? Do we have any, maybe numbers or, what have you heard?
Yeah, it was a significant investment. As you mentioned, it was a package deal. Yeah. The information I have, I believe this was a deal over $8 million for the both of them. So you're talking that's the entire budget for probably 80-85% of all of college basketball right there in two players. But every year you always have a team that kind of sets the market and the ceiling of the entire market. And it seems like Louisville's going to be that team this year. Now there's other teams that are going to be up there with them with some of the biggest budgets in college basketball. Michigan's up there. Illinois is up there. But Louisville has been the most aggressive team in the portal by far. And it's funny, like in high school basketball recruiting, you can attest to this. Like it's so critical and like every team wants that last visit. Every single team, they want to have the final say. But in the transfer portal, it's all about having that first visit. Florida was expected to end up taking a visit to Duke not long after, and add more potentially another visit to Michigan or St. John's thereafter. But Louisville got that thing shut down over the weekend and was able to lock both of them down. There's still big game hunting like that. Again, if that that investment wasn't enough, like, they're still very, very, very aggressively in pursuit with Paulius Morauskas. I've heard them linked to Drew Karras. They're making a hard push to get involved and flip the tides of John Blackwell from Wisconsin. So they got a wealth of resources. And Pat Kelsey is out there like wanting, like dying to make this Final Four run.
Pat Kelsey using the Jeff Ruby Steakhouse, I'm assuming, to get all these deals done. So, yeah, I love it, man, like, because it's so fun. It's exciting, you know, and you made a good point. Like, even with NBA, like, I never was in free agency. I signed an extension, but it was like, look, we can get this done. This is the number that needs to get it done. And I think that's probably what happened with those guys over there. Like, hey, Florida's like, look, man, this gets me here. I'll shut it down. And Louisville did that, man. Impressive haul. And then as far as Duke, I know they're dabbling around. We haven't heard them yet. Are they gonna make a splash or what's going on?
Yeah, I'm anticipating they're gonna make a splash at one point in this portal. They were involved with Flory. They are heavily involved with John Blackwell. He cut his list down to six schools, but I believe that this recruitment is coming down to Duke and down to Illinois. Illinois is something that's interesting here that could produce a ripple effect here. They added Stephon Vaux from Providence over the weekend, and he plays a very similar position. Like, you could play him and John Blackwell together, but to me, you'd play them both at the two. But if you want to have them both kind of share the ball, that's definitely a very functional option there. But you wonder if that could play a role in pushing John Blackwell towards Duke. Obviously, John Blackwell is a big-time scorer, and Isaiah Evans going to more than likely be exploring the NBA draft and potentially stay in the NBA draft, so they're going to be needing a high-octane scorer and shot maker. They've been, again, with Flory, they've been linked to Allen Graves. They're going to be a team to watch there. He is going through the NBA draft process. And Allen Graves is for those aren't aware of him, transfer out of Santa Clara. He's the analytical darling of this transfer portal. His per 40s, his efficiencies are all off the charts. 6'9", 6'10", big bodied forward. But sounds like there's a strong chance he may stay in the draft. And then it becomes where would Duke look elsewhere? But I do anticipate that they are going to be active and looking to make at least one big splash in this transfer portal.
Yeah, I know they're the rival, but I'm just always highly impressed with the resources they put, not only to players, but to their staff, to the analytics, to how they carry themselves. I mean, I don't know if you saw AC tournament, they had 30 coaches running out of the tunnel. I respect it. I wouldn't do it, but I respect it. So thank you, man. I just want to say, I know you're busy. Thanks for coming in and giving us kind of the scoop or the tea, as they call it these days. I appreciate you.
Anytime, man. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you, man. As always, thanks for watching on YouTube and listening wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to check out TarHeart247.com for the latest wall-to-wall coverage of Carolina athletics. See you next time, hopefully with another big-time portal commitment.
What's the mission?
This is a manhunt, killer capture.
The critically acclaimed series, The Agency, is back. Streaming June 21st on Paramount Plus.
We got a mole. I want him smoked out.
Starring Michael Fassbender.
The agency is cleaning house.
Jeffrey Wright.
Proceed with caution.
Jodie Turner Smith.
You are not the good guys.
And Richard Gere.
Trust no one, not even me.
The Agency. All episodes streaming June 21st, only on Paramount Plus.